Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Company's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Company community program brought to you from the air-conditioned Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. We're coming to you live over KFIL Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Scott Dixon. Have you been coming in second in the rat race? Feeling behind on the scoreboard? Well, grab your lunch pail because it's the Over the Back Fence salute to work and play. Bringing home the bacon tonight will be special musical guest Reverend Ruin and the Wreck Angel, plus music and laughs from the Over the Back Fence gang. All the usual suspects are here, Bonnie Hulsing, Carolyn Fries, and all the Over the Back Fence gang. And will you please welcome my co-host with the most, Carrie the Rev Eversole. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence gang, executive producer Captain Bob Petrillo.
Assistant executive producer, glamorous Glenn Jensen.
His personal assistant, marvelous Maddie Haugen.
Artistic director, stellar Stella Burt. Internet guru, jazzy Jason Underfirth.
Radio show protege, ginormous Jesse Sherman, Irene Erkenbrock, and Joe the Plumber at the box office. All right. Well, Stella and Carrie, it's the Over the Back Fence salute to work and play. Two things that don't often go together,
Not very often, but I think on the radio show they do.
Oh, absolutely. This is...
Because we're working, but we're having a lot of fun,
working
too,
and playing.
Working and playing.
Mm-hmm. Working and playing. Well, I'm glad you said that. No, it is an awful lot of fun. 16 years. It's our 16th season of Over the Back Fence.
And
so
we've had a lot of good times and a lot of good laughs. A
lot of good laughs on the show, and we might be ready for a few more because, as we all know, we love to laugh. The Over the Back Fence gang!
I love to laugh, ha 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 ha, loud and long and clear. I love to laugh, ho 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 ho. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, ha 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 ha, the more I feel with glee, and the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me, ha ha me, ho ho me, it's embarrassing, the more I'm a merrier me. Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Some only blast, others they twitter like birds. Then there's the kind that make up their minds. When they strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as squeakers will do. I've got to let go with the ho 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 ho.
Fence gang, oh, how they love to laugh. And loving to laugh almost as much is how much we love to take some time to say thank you and talk a little bit with some of the wonderful sponsors who helped to make Over the Back Fence possible, helped to make some of this craziness, music, and fun possible week after week for what is now into our 16th season, and a wonderful supporter of our program for the last several years now. We're talking with Randy Chapman from the Rochester Post-Bulletin. Randy, welcome.
Hey. Hi, Scott. Good to be here. It was a doozy of a hot day, but it's nice to be in the Commonweal Theater and all this air conditioning.
Exactly. All that nice cool air to help it help keep down this hot show. It's a hot show tonight. We're gonna have a lot of fun. And you must have fun over at the Post Bulletin. And play going hand in hand.
Oh, well, you know, the whole idea of leaving early and, you know, and trying to sneak out, we don't allow that at the Post Bulletin. We got to get that news out every day.
Yes. Actually, you know, shackle people to the desks and make sure they pump that out.
Yeah, and so I wander the desks to make sure they're there.
Because we don't want the news to become old.
No. It wouldn't be news.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything new that's happening at the Post Bulletin? What's kind of new and exciting?
I know
there's
new every day.
Well, it's every day that you can get something going on.
No, I think people are focused now on the primary election, and we're doing a lot of work to cover all the candidates, the primary interviews, and the profiles, and of course our opinion page is a place people go to so they can get some information on about who they might vote for if they don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, this is certainly an election year. I mean, a daily newspaper is always going to be very important, but in an election year, particularly because there's just a lot of information that's going to be flying back and forth and trying to get to know who these different people are, who we want to vote for in the primaries and then who we want to vote for in November come election time. So this is definitely a big time for
reporters.
It really
is. And people are busy, and sometimes they just don't have enough time to check out each candidate on their own, so we provide that information, and that's our role as a community newspaper.
Wonderful. And subscription information, people can call. I mean, we mentioned it at News and Notes, 1-800-562-1758 to arrange for home delivery.
Right, convenient home delivery, and you'll find a lot more than obviously election coverage in the news. You'll find so many names and faces and places and events that people in the southeastern Minnesota rely upon. Half of our circulation is outside the city of Rochester, so Lanesboro as a community is very important to us. We like to have a chance to talk to the community. About 6 months ago, we had a community coffee here in Lanesboro, here in the Commonweal Theater. Had about 40 or 50 people show up to tell us what they think of the Post Bulletin, and happily they think fairly well of the Post Bulletin, but they gave us ideas and they wanted to know how to get their news in the newspaper, and we feel really glad to put our face right out in the community.
Wonderful. And is that something that you're going to see yourself continuing to do now and again, doing a check-in with people?
We do. We're doing a series of morning coffees. We were in Lake City last week. Mm-hmm. But I know that a lot of people can't get away early in the morning. Some people actually are at work.
Yes.
And so we're going to come back around a second time and have a late afternoon reception and get a chance to meet people. And we might even kind of, ramp up the beverages into something a little more adult.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can imagine you'll have some ideas flowing freely then.
You bet. That's the plan.
That's the plan. Anyway, because those early morning things, for us actors, doesn't work out so well. We don't, we're not morning people.
It's nice that you could get up for this, program tonight.
Oh, but yeah, for tonight, absolutely. It's like, because this is still, it's still sunlight outside. It's like something must be wrong. So wonderful. And you've brought some treats for our studio audience.
I did. This is our third season to be a sponsor for Over the Back Fence. And 2 years ago when I was here, I was, Cheryl, my wife, and I handed out some of those, which is in a little bucket, some Post Bulletin chocolates. And so as you leave tonight, Cheryl and I will be at the doorway there, and please stop by and get a little treat and say hello to us.
Wonderful, and has little logos and everything on it, so thank you very much for that. Thank you, Cheryl. Definitely, but you must please do not start leaving the theater now. You must wait until the show is over.
I'll make sure they're safe.
Make sure they're safe. But Randy, thank you again so much for all of your support for the Commonweal Theater, for the Over the Back Fence show, and all the good, the community good that the Post Bulletin does for our area.
God, thank you, and we're so glad to be here today.
It's our pleasure. Randy Chapman from Rochester Post Bulletin. And now, will you please welcome to the microphone, Over the Back Fence's Poet Laureate for the week, Bonnie Hulsing.
Thank you. Tonight I have a couple that go along with the theme of work and play. They're both by Shel Silverstein from Where the Sidewalk Ends. And the first one is about a little girl who doesn't want to do her chore at home. Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out by Shel Silverstein. Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd scour the pots and scrape the pans, candy the yams and spice the hams. And though her daddy would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas, rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the window and blocked the door. With bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, globby glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crusts and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of black-burned buttered toast, gristly bits of beefy roasts. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the wall. Greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, globs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from green bologna, rubbery, brubbery black macaroni, peanut butter caked and dry, curdled milk and crusts of pie, moldy melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold French fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky. And all of the neighbors moved away, and none of her friends would come to play. And finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state, from New York to the Golden Gate. And there, in the garbage she did hate, poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out. Thank you. This is one about a little girl who wants to play hooky, speaking of hooky, to stay home and play sick. It's called Sick by Shel Silverstein. "I cannot go to school today," said little Peggy Ann McKay. "I have the measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet, my throat is dry, I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox, and there's one more, that's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My leg is cut, my eyes are blue. It might be instamatic flu. I cough and sneeze and gasp and choke. I'm sure that my left leg is broke. My hip hurts when I move my chin. My belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched, my ankle sprained. My appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold, my toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff, my voice is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent, my spine ain't straight. My temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk. I cannot hear. There is a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail, and my heart is... What? What's that? What's that you say? You say, today is Saturday? Goodbye. I'm going out to play."
Bonnie Hulsing on Over the Back Fence. Well, you know, sometimes as much as you want to play hooky from work, you still have to pick up that lunch pail, sling that pack on your back, and Stella Burt, take us off to work.
Positively can't go wrong with a high, high ho. Hi-ho, 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 for if you're feeling low, it's positively can't go wrong with a high, hi-ho.
The Over the Back Fence Gang, getting us off to work with a song. Ah, yes, a little music helps to lighten even the heaviest load. And, well, Carrie, speaking of heavy loads, can you put your back into our news beacon and see if you can get it cranked up for another week?
See
if that thing will go
up
for another week. Here we go.
And now it's time for News and Notes.
Wow.
Every week I get better.
Yeah, and how do you do that again?
That was 4 years at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa.
Yes. Valuing the learning of teacher.
Who knows what their slogan is?
What the slogan is? It's it's a weekly thing. They have one of those spinny things on their college sign. Anyway, the Beacon managed to crank out a little bit of news. Here's what you have to look forward to in the Post Bulletin, the Rochester Post Bulletin. It's Southeast Minnesota's biggest and best daily newspaper. Consider this your sneak peek for the week. In the big weekend edition that's still on newsstands as we speak, you can read about how the Mayo Clinic and some area restaurants are making sure that uneaten food doesn't go to waste. Some is given to food shelves around town, Second Harvest and programs like that. But another 1.5 million pounds per year is taken to an area hog farm where it's sterilized because the hogs won't eat it if it's not sterilized, and then fed to the hogs. And so the Post Bulletin will take a look at how that food is gathered, and they'll even visit the hog farm. So if you can go hog wild with the weekend edition of the Rochester Post Bulletin.
Can't go wrong with a trip like that.
No, not at all. Also this weekend, we'll take a look at the transition to digital television. It's been 1 year since the signals were changed from analog by law. The new, more powerful signal has brought more channels to many television viewers. It's also allowed some stations to offer a growing number of sub-channels, but some viewers have run into some technical problems and don't get the service that they used to. So there'll be coverage in the newspaper about that, and I would imagine some solutions too, probably to
hopefully some solutions.
Some things you can do that don't involve wearing a tinfoil hat and standing on your roof when you want to watch the Twins game.
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball, finally the Beep Baseball World Series will be in Rochester next week.
The Beep Baseball?
The Beep Baseball, yes. In Tuesday's newspaper, we'll explain how this version of softball for the visually impaired works. The ball emits a beeping sound so that the players can hit and catch it. We'll cover this event throughout all of the week. All of this, these stories, plus Harley Flathers, local news from Fillmore County and all over the area, plus bundles of coupons. Bundles, I say, Carrie.
Bundles of coupons or coupons?
Bundles of coupons. Well, I think they spend the same way, either way. For just 50 cents a day, it's hard to find a better deal. To get the paper at home, call 1-800-562-1758. And that's news and notes from the Rochester Post Bulletin. And now will you please welcome to the stage our special musical guest this week, Reverend Ruin and the Wreck Angel.
Thank you. It's great to be back again, and thank you all for coming out tonight. The tune we're going to start with is called Songs in the Graveyard. It's the first song on our debut CD, and this is a song about a young man who's mourning for his lost love in Mexico. In Mexico, they practice something called El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. So when we're celebrating Halloween, there are traditions in Mexico and South America and Central America where Christian sisters and brothers go and actually have parties, celebrations at the graves of their ancestors. And there's a beauty to that where they mix both mourning and celebration. So this is a song about a young man lost his love, and he's remembering how when he was a child, he helped his own father get through his grief by asking him to dance.
Oh, sweet discord and night, songs in the graveyard.
fireworks and knives of light dim through the tears. And I have brought my bed, I will lift my drink, carry all my hope to feel you through the veil. Only one year gone, when I was a boy, graves appeared to me, nowhere near as dark. Will you reach for me when the skein is thin? Dances come for us only once a year. Oh, sweet, remember love, songs in the graveyard. You have been taken from me, you have been taken. And so the sugar skulls do not taste so sweet. How could I have danced on so many graves? I recall Papa sobbing in the night as we reached for him, pulled him up to dance. Will you reach for me when the skein is thin? Dances come for us only once a year. Hope never can wait. Love, why won't you stay? Hands, pull me up to sway. La da da, la da da. Cry through my fierce grin. Father, help me to pray. Help me to pray. Help me to pray. La da da, la da da. La da da, la da da, bow, bow, la da da, la da da, bow, 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 bow.
Reverend Ruin and the Wreck Angel on Over the Back Fence. Daniel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thank
you. Really thrilled to have you back on. And this time you've brought in some ringers with you.
Yes, absolutely. I haven't thought of a name until now. They're the Deacons of Decorah. That's who they are. They all hail from Decorah. There's Steve Smith here on bass, please. Eric Berg here on the drums. And in a little bit, we'll welcome up another deacon after.
A special mystery guest deacon. Yes. And you mentioned that was a title track off of your first CD.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, I think we were talking about that, and you were in the process, you were working on it, and mm-hmm. To be honest, we have a lot of musical guests that come on and say, oh yeah, I'm working on a CD, I'm working on it, for 10 years. And, but you actually have finished it.
Right.
Well done, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so it's here.
Yeah, we have lots of copies out front. 100% of the proceeds go to something called the Grace Lutheran Church Courage Fund. We started this back in January of 2009 when the recession was just starting, and tried to raise $75,000 in mm-hmm. 5 years to give to people as signs of hope to help people get through the recession. So 100% of the proceeds go to that Courage Fund to help people locally, nationally, internationally. We send money all over the world, and so that's what the funds go to.
Sounds wonderful. Well, it sounds really, really great. If you're listening at home, you still have time. You can drive down to the Commonwealth Theater in Lanesboro. Drive safely, please, though. And, you know, speaking of that Courage Fund, the Commonwealth Theater was a beneficiary of that fund.
Yeah, last year we brought a seed for the harvest, a check for $100, and we've been sending checks, dozens of checks, all around the country to theaters and radio stations and churches and nonprofits, basically saying to folks, you know, take this money and use it as a seed of courage. So that you can help raise money for people in need in your community. We don't want anything back. We just ask for the stories. And it was marvelous to hear the story about what you used your funds for.
The seed money we took last year to help support a Commonwealth Theater program that we called Free Lanesboro, Free Preston, where we identified one performance for each show throughout the year where we could invite residents or employees from the cities of Lanesboro, Preston, here in southeast Minnesota, to come and attend the show for free and just come and be able to leave their troubles at the door and have a good time for a couple of hours. And that was last year, was a very popular program. And with that enthusiasm, with that support, with that look to, you know, what can we continue to do for our neighbors, as of this year, Free Lanesboro and Free Preston has become Free Fillmore County and Free Houston County, which have been sold out nights here at the Commonwealth Theater so far, but it's continued to grow, and we've continued to provide these opportunities for people to come in. So thank you.
Yes.
And the Courage Fund and to be able to make that happen for us. But in the meantime, we have some more music, do we
yes,
not?
Yes, yes. Before I forget, I'd also like to thank our agent, our Southeast Minnesota, Northeast Iowa agent, Amalia Vatz, for bringing this whole band together. Thank you, Amalia, for bringing
us. Well done, Amalia.
And I'd like to welcome now to the stage another deacon from Decorah. This is David Lester, who's going to play his blues harmonica for you this evening. Please, David Lester. This song is called Too Fast for Curve. It's a new song. It's kind of both about parenthood, about learning to let go, and also I wanted to write a song about sort of a theological meditation on God, learning to let go. I think one of the reasons God wanted us in the Garden of Eden is that God knew what freedom would mean for us, that we would get ourselves in, not only get ourselves into trouble, but also the sadness and risk of having a free and abundant life. And yet, I think those of us as parents know, even though we want to keep our children in the garden we create from, we know it's just as important to let them go. This song is sort of both about my own experiences with parenthood and what I imagine God sort of looks on with us in great beauty and terror about the abundant life we have as human creatures. This is Too Fast for Curve. I've been there, seen a lot of the things you should not see. Don't you dare, does it matter the words that came from me? Everyone assumes that it is theirs. All the children think they get to fly. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. You're a little too fast for a curve. Oh my own, take a look at the pain they've laid for you. I've been there, done a lot of the things you should not do. And everyone assumes that it is theirs. And all the children think they get to fly. And everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. You're a little too fast for curve. Davy Lester. Thank you.
Can't remember when I saw me young, electrified. And that was when the night was calling. It's been so long without your love. Now I fear I've lost you. I've been there, seen a lot of the things you should not see. You will dare. Does it matter the words that came from me? And everyone assumes that it is theirs. And all the children think they get to fly. And everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. You're a little too fast. You're a little too fast. You're a little too fast for Kirby. You're a little too fast. For Kirby, you're a little too fast. For Kirby, you're a little too fast. For
Davey Lester again, please.
Daniel, sounds great. People want to be able to follow where you're going next and what's happening with your music. You have an online presence or
yes,
a Facebook
yes.
or something yes, going on there?
Yes, you can go to wreckandruin.com. That's right. It's on the back of our CD if you want to check that out. But you just do a search for Reverend Ruin. We're like the only one out there as of now. So yeah, you can just do a search online for us and you can find songs online and information. I think our touring schedule is fairly simple. It's like once a year at the Commonweal Theater. So
you can catch us
here hopefully next summer. I don't know.
You might want to have your manager work on that then and see if he can book a few more gigs.
Yeah.
Do you have
that money, right? Get what we pay you for.
Earn that salary. Do you have one more for us?
Yeah, we do. Okay, we're going to do one more tonight. Just last night, I was listening to Garrison Keillor's, thing. Sorry, that's competition, isn't it? Sorry about that. Anyway, he was talking about how if a preacher isn't preaching forgiveness, it's just a delay of game. It's just stalling for time. Because if you read the scriptures about Jesus, he's always about forgiving sinners. And if sinners aren't forgiven in church, and if a preacher is preaching judgment and damnation, it's just the wrong party that you fell into there. This song is the third song on our album, and it's a song about the brokenness in people's lives, writing about people who are suffering from addiction and combat veterans coming home, any number of things. It's from Psalm 130 that begins with the line, "If sins were counted, Lord, who could stand?" I've bled the customer, I've bled the warrior, I've bled the mother and the babe. I've lost the will to run, fire, broken gun, liquor's up and empty every day. I've lied to all my loves, I've run away from home, I've courted death through my own pride. I drive a fancy car, hide the hell inside. Money's all I have to chase it away. From my prison, I hear angels whisper, rest my soul awake. From the darkness, I've constructed, rise up, heaven's call to me. Sins were counted, who could stand up, who could shoulder, who could carry on, who could pick themselves up from the road and start again.
held someone innocent, holding my bones in their grip. 2, 3, 4. From my prison, I hear angels whisper, rest my soul awake. From the darkness, I've constructed, rise up, heaven's call to me. Sins are counted, who could stand up, who could shoulder, who could carry on, who could pick themselves up from the road and start again. Shoulder, who could carry on, who could pick themselves up from the road and start again. Who could pick themselves up from the road and start again.
Reverend Ruin and the Wreck Angel on Over the Back Fence with the Deacons of Decorah. You're listening to Over the Back Fence live from the Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIO Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 FM. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll feature the wit and wisdom of Lena Ann, plus the Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air brings you the latest installment in Days of Our Roadsboro. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Loco Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
the Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro. We invite you to come down and join us live Sundays at 7, or if you can't, listen at home at 1060 on your AM or 103.1 FM radio dial, or online at overthebackfence.org. So, Carrie, work and play, and I can't think of a spirit that I know more playful, even when she's at work,
Than our next guest,
our resident wit. Will you please welcome Lena Ann?
Hi. My name is Lena Ann, and I'm 8 years old. My father's a farmer. My mother's a farmer's wife, and that makes me a farmer's daughter. I was named after my grandma Lena. She's very old, and she lives with us. She's my best friend. I like to work and play in the parks and on the trails. So I'm going to talk about it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm using the new repaved bike trail, and it's really great because it's so wide. Some kids go rollerblading on it, and I'm going to save my allowance for rollerblades, except I don't get no allowance. I can't practice rollerblading on my road because it's gravel. But I'll bring them to the skate park and go round the obstacle course till I don't fall down anymore. And I can take them out on the bike trail because there's a lot of bikers out there and I'll have to be careful. Of course, with bikers, you have to be careful all the time. Do you know what the hardest part of riding a bike is?
What's that?
The pavement. I was out on the trail riding my bike with my little brother, and he knocked a person off her bike, and she got off, and then she turned to him, and she said, "Don't you know how to ride a bike?" I said, "Yes, he does, but I haven't showed him how to ring the bell yet." I like all kinds of parks, especially Noah's Ark over in Wisconsin. They have all kinds of swimming pools. My brother and me had to leave the pool once because he was peeing in it. I told the lifeguard that kids pee in pools sometimes, but the lifeguard said that most of the time they did it in the water and not off the diving board. I really like the wave pool there, though. We didn't know what a wave pool was at first, and neither did my grandma. We got Grandma Lena in there. We had her leave her walker by the chairs and then helped her into the pool, and it was fun until the waves started churning up. My grandma gets vertigo sometimes. I knew that made her dizzy, but she threw up in the pool. They closed it down. Next time we'll make her sit in a chair, if we take her there at all. I really like Valley Fair as another park. There are all kinds of rides and food. Kind of like Disney, only closer. But it's still 3 hours away by car. And no Mickey Mouse. But they have this old wooden roller coaster that my mom and dad went on, and they take your picture when you come up to the top before you start going down. My mom's face kind of looked like that scary movie Scream. All white and really long. I didn't go on that ride, neither did my grandma Lena. I'm going to take that picture of my mom to school for show and tell. We don't have to go very far to be a park right here, in a park here in Lanesboro. This whole town is a park. There's so much park stuff to do, even if it doesn't have a wave pool or fancy rides. I like to take my baby brother fishing at Sylvan Park. He dropped his fishing rod into the water, though. I was teaching him how to cast, and he let go of the rod, so I jumped into the pond and got it out. There was a fish caught on the hook. When I got out, I was pretty wet, and I dried off under the hand dryer in the community center. It took a while. Then my dad picked me up. I was glad I was all dried off. We took my brother's fish home, and my mom fried it up for my baby brother for supper, but he said, "I don't want that darn fish." So he had a hot dog instead. Next time I'll go fishing by myself. We like to have picnics in the park. We play tennis and shoot baskets, and I like throwing horseshoes with my dad. He'd always win, though, till he stopped playing with me because of the big dent I put in the man's car nearby. They're moving the horseshoe place further away. So maybe my dad will play with me again sometime. I like swings and the go-around, and I got my grandma to sit on the side of it once and made it go really slow, but then I couldn't help myself. They made it go a little faster. I forgot she had vertigo. I got reminded when she threw up again. But it was in the sand this time, not in the water, and I covered it up really nice with the sand, but my dad made me go back with a shovel and a plastic bag, and my grandma took a long nap when we got home. My grandma Lena likes the park because she said Grandpa Ole asked her to bury him in the gazebo. She said he reached behind the wall and he got down on one knee and pulled out a bunch of red flowers that he had picked. And inside the flowers was a little piece of paper tied into a knot with a ring in it. She cried and said yes. Yesterday was her anniversary. Grandpa's gone to heaven, but she sort of sat alone by herself most of the day. After supper, we watched the sun set together, but we didn't talk much. When she went to bed, she didn't say anything. I could hear her in there. Then she tapped on the wall behind her bed. That's where my bed is. And I tapped back like I always do when we go to bed. She'd found them. In her bed were all the red flowers I'd picked for her. That's all I have to say.
Lena Ann, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And now will you please welcome our church song for this week's show, Carolyn Fries, All Through the Night. On Over the Back Fence. But now it's time for the latest installment in Days of Our Roadsboro. Like working, then playing in an hourglass, so are the days of our Roadsboro. When we last left Roadsboro, Dracula, the evil bed and breakfast owner, had acquired some lethal poison from Mexico in order to destroy Roadsboro once and for all. Over at the old village harlot, the chef had returned to try to win the heart of Lolly Local. Will she take him back? Will Dracula succeed in his plans? Please join us now, for these are the days of our Roadsboro. It was work as usual at the old village harlot. Having heard the great chef was back in the kitchen, customers began to start trickling back in. Lolly took the first order of the day and gave it to the chef.
Order in. Hey, where's Dish Dog?
He had to run home to feed his kitty. Hey, what's this?
A food order.
Yeah, but they ordered the chicken pasta without the capers. The capers are an intricate part of this dish. If they don't eat the capers, the taste will be wrong and not at all what I intended. Tell this table to go screw themselves.
I can't do that. It's Mayor Margaret May. If I told her that, she'd be offended and tell the rest of the locals not to eat here. We need all the business we can get.
I don't give a kitchen scrap about the locals or anyone else that doesn't want to eat the food the way I prepare it.
See, that's your problem. You do need to start caring. If you're ever going to win my heart back, you're going to have to start acting like a local.
What are you talking about? Aren't I a local now?
Hardly. You need to have been living here for generations to get that title.
So what if I've been living here for a while?
Then you're a new local.
What would I be if I just moved here?
You'd be an outsider.
When does it change?
That's up to the old locals. When they feel that you're a relatively decent human being and you've gotten rid of that big city attitude, then you can be considered a new local.
How will I know?
They'll start talking to you.
Well, I've been here 17 years and no one is talking to me.
I guess you're still an outsider. Maybe you should spend less time in the kitchen and get to know some of these people. Try being nice.
Nice. Whoever heard of a chef being nice?
Meanwhile, over at the depths of hell, bed and breakfast, Shackle was still waiting patiently for Dracula to return from Mexico. To help pass the time, she decided to head down to Saliva Park to take in some of the weekend activities, which included the local theater, who was performing a short presentation at the gazebo.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Is there a rabbit in my hat, or isn't there? Voila! There is a rabbit in my hat!
Ooh! Ah!
Methinks I shall kill mine uncle for killing my father. But before I do, let's gaze upon this wooden box, which when sawed in half will reveal a still living person. Ophelia, if thou wouldst get in the box...
Hamlet, thou art mad!
Yes, I am. A few magic words, my dear Ophelia.
Hey, nonny, nonny, hey, nonny, nonny!
I think they're taking this magical Hamlet idea a bit too far.
Not fond of Shakespeare, are we?
I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Don't be sorry. Roseboro may be a little nice little town, but it certainly isn't magical. Hey, I'm Beulah Chatterton.
Shackle.
I know who you are. You help run the depths of hell with that Dracula fella, don't you?
Yeah, so?
So, I don't see you out much.
I'm more a night person. What do you do?
Nothing, really. I'm in a bunch of town organizations and spend my free time meddling in others' affairs. You've been in Roseboro for a few years, haven't you?
16, actually.
Has it been that long? I'm surprised. That almost makes you a new local. Of course, a lot of the new locals that have been here that long are moving away again. I guess Roseboro wasn't what they were looking for after all.
Well, we have no plans to leave.
Really? Perhaps you're closer to being a new local than I thought.
Look, I didn't come down to the park today to be judged by...
Of course not. I didn't mean any harm. It's nice to see you out and about. Why don't you come over to the pie booth and meet some of my lady friends? We're selling pies to raise money for a new grocery store.
Oh, I wouldn't want to infringe on your friends while they're working.
Nonsense! It'll help pass the time. Come on, then.
So as Shackle was led toward the pie booth, back at the restaurant, the chef had finally agreed to take the capers out of the chicken pasta and was busily working. Hibiscus, Lolly's creepy 11-year-old daughter, who was also waiting tables, entered the kitchen.
It has an order to give you.
The proper thing to say is order in. Order in! It's not that hard!
Order in.
What the hell is this? They ordered a salad with a dressing on the side. You know, absolutely, I hate it when customers do that. Don't they know that I put the perfect amount of dressing on a salad?
Would you like it to go back to the table and tell them that there will be no dressing on the side? Would you like it to threaten them to do as it says, or it will stab them with a dining room fork? It would be happy to do that.
No, just hang on. If I'm going to stay on your mother's good side, I'll do what they want. But I like your style.
Why don't you tell Mother that you're a man and you'll run the kitchen however you want?
Again, I'm liking your style. But it's not that easy. You know, when I first met you, I thought you were a freak. But now I'm thinking you're all right.
Thanks, but it is far from all right.
As Chef began to bond with Lolly's daughter, back in the park, Shackle had bonded with the locals at the pie booth.
Well, I hope you had fun, Shackle.
You know, it was kind of fun. I learned more about Roseboro from you ladies in the last half an hour than I've had the whole time I've lived here.
Well, if you would come out more often, you'd find a whole lot more. How would you like to join the tourism committee? You find out all kinds of things there.
All right, sure. That sounds like fun. Oh, excuse me. Hello? I'm down at the park, my pet. Are you back? You have a surprise? Okay, bye. If you'll excuse me, Beulah, I need to get back.
With Dracula's words still burning in her ear, Shackle hurried back to the B&B. Meanwhile, out at Ole Peterson's recording studio, Ole was still soaking over Edna's rude behavior.
Yeah, Edna threatened to leave me again if I don't start writing more songs, then. But what if I don't want to write more songs, dear? Ah, but I don't want her to leave me again. Oh, you know, this reminds me of an old song I wrote about Edna leaving me, dear Dan. Bale of hay, how much do you really weigh? Edna left today in the Chevrolet for Santa Fe, or was it East LA? But it's okay. Yeah, just sit here on this bale of hay. Eat sorbet and drink some Cabernet or Tanqueray. Eat a fish fillet. Why she had to stray, that's passé. I'm in dismay. I guess there's no way that we'll ever play croquet. Bale of hay. Yeah, this twine is old and about to fray. Tink I'll try on Edna's Mary Kay. I hate Mel Torme. Yippee-ki-yay. Thank you, Den. Thank you, Den.
And with that, we've run out of time. What is Dracula's plan to destroy Roadsboro? Will the chef continue to be nice to win the heart of Lolly Local? Will Edna love Ole? For these questions and more, join us next time for These Are the Days of Our Roadsboro. Days of Our Roadsboro by Forrest Musselman with the Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air. Scott Dixon, Brennan Kelleher, Jesse Sherman, Stella Burt, Forrest Musselman, Michael Van Skoik, and Daniel Stock. Well, that's been our show for tonight, the Work and Play show here on Over the Back Fence. Want to thank you all so much for coming. And can we give another round of thanks to our special musical guest, Reverend Ruin and the Wreck Angels? Our special guest, Poet Laureate Bonnie Hulsing, Lena Ann, Carolyn Fries, Yvonne Fries, Lynn Susag, Sue Holst, the Over the Back Fence Gang, Executive Producer Captain Bob Petrillo, his assistant Glamorous Glenn Jensen, his assistant Marvelous Maddie Haugen, Internet Guru Jazzy Jason Underfirth, Artistic Director Stellar Stella Burt, my co-host Carrie the Rev Eversole, and you, thank you so much. Join us next week for our Hills and Hollers show. If you can't come down and join us live next Sunday at 7, make sure you tune in to KFIL or listen, follow us online at overthebackfence.org.